Between daycare costs, saving for college, groceries, and paying the bills, there's not a lot of extra room for many of us in our life for the luxuries, whether that's a Starbucks run or it's a tropical vacation. And so how do we, with all of these things on our financial plate, make time and find resources to still do the things that we enjoy while at the same time paying our bills and creating a savings plan? Today's guest, Jermaine Foley, is going to show us how to do it all and walk us through her own personal experience of being over $200,000 in debt and how she and her husband created a strategy to climb out of the debt hole and create a life that allowed them to have a little bit of more luxury in their life while also building and growing wealth and savings. This episode is for everyone, so get ready. We're about to dive in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Welcome back to Working Mom Moments. I am your host, Lacey Jungman, and I'm super excited for today's episode. I have Jermaine Foley with me today, and Jermaine is a certified life and money coach, and she loves helping women who like to spend take control of their money and build wealth without losing the freedom to travel and buy nice things. I feel like this episode was created just for me. Travel is one of the luxuries that I enjoy. I lean into. I will wear a purse from Walmart so that I can pay more on the back end on the travel and enjoy seeing more of the sights of the world. And so travel is definitely an area that I lean into. And I know so many other women do as well. And I think it's just nice to have somebody who can relate to wanting to be able to spend the money we have. And yet at the same time, that necessity of being able to save and protect the wealth that we've grown as at the same time. So Jermaine came to this work, honestly, because she found herself with over $200,000 worth of debt and very little savings, even though she made really good money. And I think if you're listening to this right now, you either are saying, wow, that's a lot of money, or you find yourself in a similar position, because with the way the economy is, with the way daycare costs are rising through the roof and college education, there's so many costs that we are being pulled here and there, and it's hard to save your money and truly enjoy your life at the same time. So Jermaine somehow figured out a magical way to be able to build wealth and enjoy life at the same time. So now she helps other high-achieving women do the same. Jermaine, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm happy you're here.
Thank you for having me, Lacey. I'm so excited about our conversation today.
I'm super pumped. Okay, so let's back up. Before we even talk about what you do, let's back all the way up, $200,000 in debt. Talk to me about your story.
Yes, so I was a typical American, right, who went to college, racked up a lot of debt, married my husband. He came in with his own student loan debt. And then we just started living life. And we kept telling ourselves, wow, you know, we make good money, so we can afford to do whatever we wanted. So we bought the car, we bought the house, we even had a timeshare at Disney. We did all the things. We had the credit card debt, we had the 401k loans. And when you added them all together, we had over $200,000 worth of debt. And we were making it work. We were robbing Paul to pay Peter. We were juggling all the balls in the air. And then, to your point you said earlier, daycare. So at that time, we had one kid in daycare. And then baby number two came. And it was like, now our daycare bill was the same amount as our mortgage. And that's when things started to, for me, fall apart. And I felt stressed out and worried. And yeah. And then I went to my husband and I said, we got to figure something out. We got to fix this. I can't continue to live like this. We were literally living paycheck to paycheck, even though we made six figures in our house. So I was looking for all the answers. And whenever you go to Google, you know what you're going to get. Oh, bankruptcy. And I was like, maybe that's the answer. And my husband didn't think it was, but I pushed him and I made an appointment with the attorney. And he said, you don't qualify for Chapter 7. You guys make too much money. But there's this thing called Chapter 13, where you pay all the money back, but you do it over a 5-year period in a structured way. And I was like, yes, this is the answer. We did it. And you can probably guess that wasn't the answer, because we were still the same people. We were still doing the same things. And this time it was like, we had even more, I guess, free rein, because the creditors couldn't call us anymore because it was in, you know, Chapter 13. And so we were still living that way. And I remember going to church one day and, you know, I was just so sad and I was just crying. And people probably thought, oh, she's, you know, she's really feeling it. She's feeling the spirit. That wasn't it. I was just stressed and worried. And I was like, God, you have to help me. And, you know, I thought maybe he would come down and just wipe the slate clean. And that wasn't the case. So my dad ended up gifting me and my sisters a book called The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. And I devoured that book. And I was like, okay, if we just stopped living our lives for the next 10 years, we can get out of this. And so I went back to my husband and I said, I got another idea. Let's do this. I was like, no restaurants, no going out to on date nights, no extracurricular activities, no travel. Let's just go scorched earth and pay off all of our debt. He said, you have gone to another planet and we can't do it. We can't live like that for the next. We had $200,000 worth of debt. So we thought it would at least take us 10 years to pay it off. And so that's when he said, yes, I agree. We got to fix this. We really do have to fix this, but we can't do it that way. And that's what set me on the journey to figure out, how can we get our money under control? How can we build wealth and still travel and still go on date nights and go to nice restaurants? And so that is what I did. And we ended up paying off all the debt, all of it, built a multiple six-figure network that always grows, like literally every month it grows. We built our dream home. I'm sending my son, who was in daycare, now in college, I'm sending him to college debt-free. So if I can do this, anybody can, because I was horrible. I used to say my money was just a hot mess. If I can figure it out, anyone can.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's inspirational. Honestly, from where you came from to all the way now looking forward, sending a son to college debt-free is a pretty miraculous feat these days. And what I love about your story most is that you, like many of us women listening, and myself included, looked at Google and you looked into different areas and you tried this and you tried that, because we're all looking for that almost magical pill, right? Like in your dieting, you're looking for that magical pill that will take away all of the fat or the weight. And here in finances, we're looking for that miracle prayer to be answered, right? To just take away all of the debt that we have. And you walk the hard path in this. So as you're thinking about, you were able, it's a little mysterious to me. So you were able to somehow get out of debt and get into the position where you're at today. What tips or tricks worked for you during that journey that other women here today can take in and implement?
Yes. So remember when I said, you know, I thought the bankruptcy, Chapter 13 bankruptcy was going to fix everything. Well, the biggest thing I can give you all is that it's not what you do that's going to change everything. It's going to be how you think. How you think. So one of the things that really happened for me was I had a paradigm shift. The way I thought about money changed. The way I thought about my abilities with money changed. I literally used to think that I was just bad with money and I was just the way it was. And I was just my life. Like I was going to struggle forever and that there was no way out and that it was impossible. So many people think that it's impossible to save and build wealth while having fun. Like if you think that, that's going to be your reality. I think it's Henry Ford who said, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. So it all is going to start with a change in the way you think about not just money, but you and your abilities and what you can do with your life and what you can do with your money and the possibilities that are available for your life.
That was the beginning. I love that so much. It is such a paradigm shift to not only think, but then did you notice changes in your behavior as well? For example, even though we want to lean into living a life we've become accustomed to, did you still scale back? Did you change your behaviors? And how did you know where to shift in that?
Yes. Yes. So the first thing was the thought process around, I can do both. Right? So I had to sit down and literally get clear. That's the first thing we all have to do. We have to get clarity. Where is all my money going, first of all? Like that is always the question that you have to start with. And you just do a quick little audit. One of the things I'll give you to do is just print off your bank statement from the last month and literally see where all your money is going. When we did this, we noticed that we had $1,500 going to food in 1 month and we had two toddlers. We were eating out, literally takeout almost every night. We were buying groceries like we weren't eating out and throwing food away. So that was like one area where I was like, I had no idea we were spending $1,500 on food. And so we decided, okay, we like eating out, but do we really want to eat out this much? So we decided at that point that, you know, we are eating out once or twice a week, depending on what, I can't remember what we decided at that point. And so we actually gave ourselves an eating out line item in our spending plan. And we gave ourselves our budget, our grocery line item in our spending plan. So that's just like a small one. And then we noticed too with that, every day my husband was going to the gas station and buying at that time it was vitamin water at like $2 every single day. It was like his habit. And I'm like, well, you know, we have a Sam's Club membership where you can get a whole case for like $8, whatever it was. And so little stuff like that. Also looking at how much are we just spending on things that we don't use? And then we decided that we were just going to change those things. And we got really clear on what was most important to us. What were the things that we wanted to do? For us, it was, we still wanted to travel and we still wanted to go on date nights. And we wanted to make sure our kids could participate in other extracurricular activities. So those were our priority and everything else we were willing to let go of. I love how you said earlier, like, I'm willing to carry a Walmart purse so that I can travel. So it's those kinds of decisions. Like, I value this, but this is also my financial goal. So what am I willing to do so I can do both?
I love that. And your coaching program that you have probably walks women through this in more detail on how they can examine. That's pretty awesome to have somebody walk you through that in detail. I will tell you, when we were struggling, you know, early on, we have four kids, they're all in daycare, which I get it. Daycare was more than our mortgage at the time. And it was, we're trying to figure out, how do we do this all? And I remember my husband, I worked for a wealth management firm at one point. And I remember my husband put together an Excel spreadsheet, and one of the advisors was like, hey, I can take a peek at that and, you know, kind of give you some suggestions. They received it and they're like, wow, Oh, I've never seen anything like so down to the penny. Like he is extremely analytical, my husband. And so God bless him for that. But there was no room for error or negotiation in
Oh,
there. And
yeah.
so what happened is we didn't have a line item for entertainment or for date night or for going out. And that in and of itself can set you up for failure. It's this compartmentalizing that is almost to our detriment, right? I talk a lot about work-life balance versus work-life blend, and compartmentalizing things is extremely dangerous because that sets us up for a potential of failure. And when we see failure, we see that we feel guilt or we feel shame, and it's this vicious cycle. And so when we didn't have that line item in there and we would miss the budget, we would go out for something. It was guilt, it was frustration. We went over, we shouldn't have. Now we're going to go, take away from groceries next week, right? To be able to offset the costs that we had. And I think that's such a critical component that you share in your coaching and what you've developed from your course as well, that you are able to help women and their families experience life still, have that line item in there, maybe less than what we're used to, but it's something, because setting yourself up for failure by not even having that line item in there is a dangerous feat, would you say?
Absolutely. And you're setting it by and just being intentional. And I was actually just on a coaching call with another woman that I'm working with, and she values her health. She lost a lot of weight. And so she spends money on like gym memberships and personal trainers and Pilates and things like that. And she was like, but I love these things. And I'm like, well, let's leave them. Like, let's leave them. Because here's what I want you all to know. Freedom, especially financial freedom, if that's what you're looking for, it's not going to come from spending on any and everything without regards and just mindlessly spending your money. It's going to come from being intentional on the areas that you want to go all in on and being willing to say no to the things that really don't matter to you. There is a study that shows that most Americans spend about over impulsively, I should say, spend $315 a month on random stuff. That's over like 3,700 a year. Just random, like Target runs, things that Amazon purchase. People don't even know what it is. And it's just like, let's get a hold of that and allocate that money towards something that really matters to you.
Absolutely. I can't remember who coined it. Maybe you've heard of this as well. It's the latte factor. I feel like
I
I
think
should.
it was David Bach or something like that. He wrote a
Yes.
book. Yes. And I kind of have a bone to pick with him on
Okay.
that, but tell me what you think.
Okay, so here's kind of the concept for those that are not familiar with it. It is essentially, right, like every day, if I were to go get a latte or a fancy coffee at a coffee shop, it might be $5, $7, right? And so if I do that every single day, how easily that adds up. And if I were to replace one or two or three or all of them with coffee made at home, how much more could I save? And I think that that's, I actually like it. I'm so curious to know your perspective on this, because I like it because you don't realize, just like this $315 random purchases per month, you don't realize it's all adding up, especially when you buy it in small bite-sized chunks. This $5 here, $5 there, no big deal. You don't even recognize it or see it coming out of your, deposit slip. So I don't know. What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, so I think that, you're right. It is mind-boggling to just see, okay, how often, if I go get this coffee every day, how much am I spending? But my thought process around it is, if you enjoy going to Starbucks and getting you a skinny vanilla latte, it's my drink if you can't tell. Like, why can't you do that? Like, if that's what I mean by understanding what your values are, you may decide that that's not something I want to spend my money on. But if you do, there's no shame in that because you work hard. Like that's why what I mean by let's get clear on where you want to spend your money, how you want to spend your money. For my clients, we don't get that granular. Like you buy whatever the heck you want with the money that you set aside for you to spend on your personal habits, right? So the lady I worked with today, she's gonna have about $800 a month that she could just do whatever she wants with. And if she wants to go to Starbucks and get a latte, who cares? Like no one cares. And she's investing and she's got a plan to pay off her debt and she's saving. And And again, like that is the woman that I help is someone who knows that she's making plenty of money and she's just not where she wants to be. She's having trouble keeping it. She's having trouble building wealth. I know that so many women think this is not possible, but it just really is possible. So we're not going to get so now when I did start, because I was kind of looking at the Total Money Makeover, looking at Dave Ramsey's plan. He's very like zero, you know, get everything down to the penny, like kind of like how your husband did it. I don't believe in that anymore because I think it's too tedious. It's too restrictive. It's too much to think about. Now it's like we zoom out and we, inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy, which is my group program, we help you figure out how you're going to spend your money, but it's not that tedious at all. So yes, you can buy lattes.
I love that. Okay. All right. So now I'm buying into this. I'm buying into this Kool-Aid here or latte. I'm into this. So is that what you would say when it comes to your coaching or your course? Is that what sets you apart? Is the individualization of it, of not, again, I think it goes to not shaming you for what mm-hmm. is important to you. If the experience yes. of walking into the coffee shop is important to you, and that's part of what fills your bucket and gives you energy and joy. Energy, of course, because it's coffee, but joy maybe because you're walking into it. It's the experience. Is that what you would say sets you apart more?
Absolutely. So as of today, now this could change if you're listening to this in the future, the way my program is set up is that you get 4 one-to-one sessions with me from the start. And the very first session is all about you, your values, your goals. I help you to really look at what is important to you. What do you want to spend your money on? What do you not want to spend your money on? So that's the very first thing. What are your financial goals? And then why do you want to do this in the first place? Like, what is your why? And we get deep. Most people, it's so that they can build generational wealth and leave their kids way better off than they started. It usually is something deep for people of why they want to do this. And so we get close, really clear and close to the why, so that you can hold on to that as you are moving through the program. So yeah, so you get the 4 one-to-one sessions where we can just focus on you. That's as of now. And then you graduate out into the weekly coaching, where you can actually come and get support amongst a community of women that are on the same journey. They've been through the same process, and you get an entire year of that, because I know you've been handling your money a certain way for decades, right? And so now it's just like, I want to give you so much support and guidance so that you can try, fail, try again, figure out what didn't work, get back on track, because that's just life, right? Because once we fail, sometimes we want to quit. And I don't really believe in failure. I believe either we win or we learn. And then once you learn, you pivot and try again next time.
I love that. Yeah, I agree. I don't believe in failure. We learn a lot from mm-hmm. every experience that we go yes. through. And I love how you kind of bring it back to the mindset shift that we talked about earlier on in the show here in this episode. And it takes a while. It's not an mm-hmm. overnight shift of mind where it's, you know, the calendar rolls over to a new year. It's January 1st. All of a sudden I'm going to do all of these, things that I never did in the year before, and everything's going to be perfect. We think yeah. of that with New Year's resolutions, and that doesn't always happen that way. That's why so many New Year's resolutions fail, because you have to get into the mindset shift. You have to walk yes. through the hardness and turn the behavior and the feelings and the emotions and the thoughts in a new direction. And that takes time. Yeah. So I love that you give women the extra time that's needed in order to make that shift. So as we kind of close here, is there any parting words of advice that you might have for women on the show, working moms who are yes. trying to do best with their money?
Absolutely. I would say that I want to leave you with something. So there's Fidelity Investments. They did a study back in 2022. They called it their money mindset study, and I have it right here. And it says that 76% of women believe that in order to save money, they would have to cut back on spending on things that bring them joy. And I will say that right there is the one thought that's keeping so many people stuck, because we can't fathom giving up our life and not being able to enjoy our lives all the way into retirement. Like, we want to do things now in our 30s and 40s and 50s. And so I want to tell you that thought right there is blocking you from building the wealth that you want to build if you think that way. And so let's let that go and say, no, I can do both. I can build wealth and I can enjoy life at the same time. I do not have to choose between the two. And that will set you free and that will open up your mind to the possibility of making it happen.
I love that. When you and I first met, actually, it reminds me of what our conversation and how I'm like, oh, I think of like the budget as like a four letter word, budget. Growing up, my parents would always say, well, you know, here's the budget for groceries. And they would have us go shop with a budget for the family. And I hated it because I'm like, it's so expensive. I could never fit it into the budget. And I always grew up saying, my parents will quote this still to this day, I will not be confined to a budget when I am an adult. And yet budget doesn't have to be a bad thing. I always had my mindset that a budget meant I couldn't enjoy my life and that it was a bad thing. So I love how you reframe that. And yes. If anybody wants to get a hold of you after the show, how would they best do that?
Oh my gosh. So you can listen, since you're listening to a podcast, why not add another one to your playlist? My podcast is called The Wealthy Woman's Podcast. My name is Jermaine Foley, Jermaine with a G. You can look me up on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast, or you can follow me on Instagram at Jermaine Foley Coaching. And if you want to join my email list or learn more about the Wealthy Women's Academy, you can go to my bio and click on the link and you can find out more there. But yes, and I will just say to you, Lacey, that I don't really talk a lot about budgets anymore because it does feel very restrictive. And I like to say spending plans, like just plan how you're going to spend your money.
Oh, it goes back to that mindset shift, even how we talk to ourselves about it. I love it. Yes, I will be sure to put Jermaine's contact information in the episode description here below. So be sure to check that out. Give her a click and a follow. And until our next Working Mom moment, have a great day. I hope this episode has helped you. And I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.